You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today I have with us Pastor Jared Presley. He's the pastor of First Free Will Baptist Church there in Ada, Oklahoma. He also, though, works with the Chickasaw Nation doing creative kinds of activities. And I guess, Jared, we would call you a co-vocational or bivocational pastor. But thank you, my brother, for taking the time to join us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Looking forward to talking about all that's been going on.
Lots happened lately in Ada, Oklahoma. So first of all, it seems like a year ago you were the pastor of Legacy Free Will Baptist Church, and now I hear you're pastoring Ada Church. Well, Ada and Legacy merged, didn't they? And they were less than 5 miles apart, right?
Yeah, just right about 3 miles apart. One just right outside of Ada and one just on the west side of Ada. And it's been good. It's been real good.
They come together. So I'm listening to this podcast. Maybe they're driving down the road. Folks are thinking, I see it. You know, they were very close, about 3 miles apart. But how did this come about? Where did the idea of these two churches merging together come from?
Well, for the last few years, I'll be honest, it's been on my mind, and there have actually been conversations. Before I was even hired at Legacy Church and the former pastor was hired at the Ada First Church, the leaders did get together and have one conversation. So it didn't really go very far, but it was at least an idea. And then there's several just times that myself and the pastor there at the Ada First Church, we would just be, what would it be like, you know, kind of in jest almost of what would it be like if we just joined together? You do this, I do that. But nothing ever seemed to really be the right time. And then this couple summers ago, I started, you know, listening to books on Audible, and I came across the Better Together book and started listening to that just really started thinking, I think that's something God wants me to do, not necessarily thinking specifically about Legacy and Ada First, but just in general, I knew that that was something that would be really a blessing to be a part of. And, you know, and then it just kind of started happening. Yeah. And leads us to where we are, you know.
Yeah. So you say you've talked about it, and sometimes you and the Ada First Church people would even talk about it in jest, you'll say, from time to time. And I like what you said, the idea, and then the timing was right. There's a quote from Dr. Danny Dwyer. He says, "The merging of churches is an idea whose time has come." And so you read the book Better Together, which we encourage folks to take a look at that, which talks about church mergers and so forth. And sounds like you guys started moving in that direction as Pastor Stone decided to stop pastoring there at First Church Ada. Really, it kind of put things in motion, didn't it?
Yeah, definitely. My mom, who has been the pianist at the Ada First Free Will Church for 50 years, she, the very first day when she messaged me about Brother Dean leaving, she was like, "Well, why don't you and your people just come on over?" You know, I mean, that was kind of her, the first thing was said. Yeah. But it really didn't take off until on Father's Day. I had a conversation with my dad, and my dad has been the chair of the deacon board and the oversight committee there for many years. And I told him, I said, "Dad, I think I want to talk about it." And he goes, "Good." He goes, "Praise God." That's, you know, come to find out, that's what a lot of people had been praying for. And I did a lot of praying myself. And it did. It just felt like it was time to at least talk about it. And we started talking about it. I met with my leadership team, I met with one of the other members of the oversight committee from Ada First Free Will. And, you know, we decided, okay, let's get our leaders together and have a talk. And honestly, I don't know that we came away from that talk thinking, yes, no, maybe, I don't know, but it definitely led us to where we are today.
That's great. So you all kept talking, you all kept praying and so forth. And we should point out that you grew up in the Ada Church, and you're mentioning you've got family there. So you could see God working in your family, working in the people at Ada, and working with the people at Legacy too. And so kind of break that down, how it came about. You started with these meetings, but folks don't just all of a sudden say, hey, let's come all together. What are some of the other steps you all followed as you came together and joined as a congregation, as one congregation?
Well, we started off, like I said, with meetings of leadership. We had a meeting with both leadership groups together. So I took the deacons from my church and the oversight committee there at the Ada First Free Will Church. And I'll be honest, I went in with worksheets and stats and all of the things I'd learned from studying and just being passionate about merging churches. And what it really came down to with the people was, you know, what would the culture be like? What are we shooting for? Is the culture of Legacy Church and the culture of Ada First Free Will compatible? And so we decided the best thing for us to do would be to have a service together. And so in early August, we did. We had a service, all met together. Essentially, it was also the Ada First Free Will Church trying me out. You know, it was essentially me preaching to them to see if they even wanted me to be their preacher and their pastor. The family connections were all there. I grew up there. So many of the members there have known me since I was young. But we had that first service together. For the most part, our praise band from Ada First led worship that day, and then I preached, but we still used several of the elements of the worship service that was familiar to the Ada First Church, and just we came away from that with most people saying, oh, wow, that just felt right. It wasn't really we're in their space. It was more of a, yeah, this could definitely work. A couple weeks later, we had a fellowship at Legacy, have dinner fellowship. And this happened to be the same day that Ada First held their vote on whether they wanted to call me to be the pastor. And I hadn't even received word of what that vote was. Maybe I did get a text message or something, but then they all showed up, and about half of their congregation showed up at Legacy for our fellowship. And we just had a great time together. Very quickly, you could tell that you couldn't tell this group from that group. They were all sitting at a table together and meeting together, and it just looked real promising after that.
That's great. So everybody's worried about, well, what about different music styles, different preaching styles? And I've always worshiped with these people, you know, throughout my life. I don't know these other people. So what's it going to look like fellowshipping and that kind of thing? And so what you're saying is these services, these activities, and we should mention you were doing some Wednesday activities over at Ada First with youth as well. All of those things coming together, everybody's getting to know each other, feeling a little bit more comfortable, and then it happens, doesn't it? So you had some, of course, you're going to have obstacles, but those were really your main obstacles, weren't they? Trying to figure out how we're going to get through that part.
Yes, definitely. You mentioned the Wednesday night activities. That just kind of happened the week after we had our service together. I was told that the gentleman and his wife that had been leading the youth at the Ada First Free Will Church were moving, and there was going to be nobody there for, and they had about 12, 13 teenagers that were coming on a regular basis. And I just said, oh, all my kids at Legacy, they can drive, or their parents are with them, and we're going to have Wednesday nights here. I, you know, just immediately it was on my heart that we didn't need to lose those teenagers. And so myself and one of my deacons, we started going over there and leading the youth. And then I'm happy to say that the deacon, his name's Robert, that was helping me with that, shortly, just a few weeks after that, he said, you know what, you've got a lot to do. Let me take over this with the youth. And he's been doing a great job. They've already grown that group and just having a major impact on them. But we knew there was going to be obstacles. But at the same time, I think that my understanding of the traditions and just the feeling within the Ada First Free Will Church, you know, that led me to, I knew I wasn't going to come in and just change everything to how we do it at Legacy. The folks at Legacy were very well aware that we were going to be blending our culture, our way of doing church, with how they had been doing it at the Ada First Free Will Church. And it just, had I not known the culture of the Ada First Church, I think it would have been really tough. But I did. And, you know, like I mentioned, my mom has been the pianist there for many years. So having her to work with, specifically when it comes to music, it seems like where some of the biggest divisions in our churches is just whether we're going to be singing out of a hymnal or singing choruses off a screen. And you know, we were able to blend both of those. It definitely helped that all the way back to this last couple pastors and worship leaders at the Ada First Church had introduced a lot of newer songs. And at the same time, even though Legacy was a much younger, in many ways more contemporary church, me personally, being the worship leader as well as pastor, I was standing next to the piano singing gospel songs and hymns. And so I have a deep love and understanding for both. And we've been able to incorporate, you know, both styles into all of our services. We don't have to have, oh, we're doing just hymns this week, doing just court. No, it's a very almost natural to use just good songs. And my musicians have been excellent at conforming to the different styles. And God blessed me with a band that doesn't mind playing whatever music I put in front of them. And then, you know, even my mom has been able to lean back on just her many years of being a musician. And even if I just hand her a chord chart, she changes the voice on her electric piano and plays the chords right along with us on some of the newer stuff. And so even though that was an obstacle, and Wilkin, there's still folks that would rather do one than the other. We get that. But being cognizant of what everybody needs, wants, you know, what they're used to, taking all that into consideration, I really feel that that has been important. Also, just, you know, if I am doing a new song, leading a new song, talking about the song a little bit, you know, letting them just listen to it, that has been very, very important. You can't change everything, you know, especially in the first few months. We were definitely blessed by the timing of this, that shortly after we joined together, we went right into the Christmas season. And so we're able to do the just good Christmas songs and carols, and had a great time with that. Some wonderful, beautiful services together. The holidays is a time that brings people together anyways. And so we are as an advantage during this time of transition.
So a lot of respect for culture, a lot of kind of a Philippians 2, your interest above my interest, and people coming together and working together. And it's helped you all overcome that. And so tell me a bit about some of the benefits. How many weeks or months are you guys together now? And what's some of the results you've seen?
So, you know, coming into January, we've been together since the second week in October. And so we have had 3 full months together. And an initial benefit, I'm talking from the very first Sunday, both of our churches separately had been averaging 35, 40 people on any given week. And just right off the bat, our first Sunday, we were at 98. We've hit over 100 a couple times. I think our lowest attended service has been right around 80. And so there's been, you know, several people that just knew what was going on, and we're like, "Ooh, that's interesting." And we've played off of that excitement as well. I think people, you know, when you're excited about what's going on at your church, that's when we invite people. That's when we're calling those folks that haven't been there much lately and being like, "Hey, you really need to come and check out what we've got going on here at Ada First." And we've had some people. One thing in particular, one story in particular, we had a lady who had looked up Legacy on Facebook and was like, "I want to go try out Legacy." Well, they happened to go over to Legacy the week before we joined together. Well, I had actually planned that as an off week, give everybody a reset before we started that next week. And she got to Legacy and nobody was there. So she looked it up, saw what was going on, and just drove on over to Ada First Free Will. And she's been there every Sunday since, and been just a great addition to our church that wasn't going to either church before this, but she's latched on to the excitement of what we have going on. And that story could actually be told, you know, several other families that have started coming. And so it's just been a good, there's just a good feeling about things, and that resounds in our activity and in our service. And so I think that's it's a good time at the church. And yeah, it's a lot of work, and I'm sure we're going to get to that in a minute. But the initial benefit, I would dare say, has been the excitement, the just understanding the truth of what you've been saying, even with this podcast, that we truly are better together. And it's been a blessing. Other benefits we've seen increase in tithing. Let's talk about it. You know, I mean, if you took the tithing pre-merger and added it up compared to since we've moved together, tithing is definitely increased. We're about to go into our first budget as a church together. And the meetings about budget have actually been joyful. There's not any being unsure about it. It's like, God's going to do big things this year, and we need to plan for it.
That's great. And you're hoping to take the old legacy building. You're hoping that turns into an exciting ministry opportunity as well. So really what you've seen happen is a multiplication of benefits. The church is larger than the today than two separate churches were. The resources that are coming in are better than that. And it looks like even with the Spanish speaking service, there's opportunities there. The Lord is really blessed, hasn't he?
Yes, definitely. We met with the pastor of the Hispanic ministry that's been meeting in the upstairs portion of the Ada First Free Will Family Life Center for the last couple years. And we've worked out a deal where they're going to be getting to use the legacy building, and they're beyond excited about the opportunity of the impact that they can have on the Hispanic community right here in Ada by having their own building, their own forward facing. When they asked me, now, can we put our own sign on the front? And I was like, absolutely. Yes. And so we're going to get a sign made for the front of the building for their church, and definitely see lots of positives.
This is exciting. And so you're listening in, you're thinking, wow, that's, I wonder if that could be a possibility. And you mentioned, first of all, the book Better Together, which is, I think, down the second edition. So that would be a great resource. I know another book that you read a lot before going into this is Mark Clifton's book, Reclaiming Glory. So whatever a person, whatever a church situation is that you might be in, Reclaiming Glory by Mark Clifton is another good resource. And Jared, I know you would do anything you could to help folks out that are thinking about or just exploring, because this is fresh in your mind. You're going through a lot of this. I mean, it's all for the first time. And so we encourage folks, they could reach out to you as well.
Yes. Yes, most definitely.
And of course, you can reach out to our office. We have a group of coaches, over 100 Rekindle coaches that have trained in this. We work with Free Will Baptist North American Ministries, and they have a lot of refresh resources in perhaps your own state. In your case, Pastor Jared, you had the state office there in Oklahoma that was so helpful to you as well. But your state will help you. We will help you. If you're wondering how to contact us, just email us at questions@nafwb.org, and we can help you find the people to get started in this process. So, Jared, thank you for, I know this is a lot of work. You're working your regular job. You're also working, pastoring a church and navigating through this process of these two churches coming together and becoming one. We appreciate what you're doing, and really you're a good model for what all of us should be doing and how we truly are better together. Thank you, brother, for what you're letting the Lord do through you.
Well, thank you for just this chance to talk and tell this story. It's lots of prayers. If I could say one more thing,
yes,
to all the pastors and church leaders that listen to this, is lots of prayers. And thank you, Dr. Moody, for you hooked me up with a lot of people to talk to. And I had people all over the nation praying for this. And those prayers were definitely felt.
Absolutely. And you're welcome. And one last thing, I believe you said, or someone at the church said, this is going to take a lot of little miracles for this to happen. And that's true. And so you've described for us a little bit some of these miracles that have taken place. And it is something for the world to see, brothers and sisters coming together to better effectively reach their community with the gospel. And so we hope and pray we'll see many more churches do what you all have done. So thank you. Thank you, Pastor, for the good work you all have done. And we're excited about what's happening in Ada.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you all for joining us today. We encourage you to take this podcast, share it with someone that would benefit. Remember, every little thing we do, it truly does matter. We truly accomplish more when we work together. We are better together.